cannot believe the day I have had. Yeah, you would believe it. I know, I complain about it every year. And I always say I'm never working on St. Patrick's Day again. But I don't even really have a choice because there's the whole seniority thing. St. Patrick's Day is our most busy day. So, you know, everyone who's worked there longer than me, which is only 3 people, they all get to call off. And then I have to stay and work. So if one of them leaves, then maybe I'll get seniority for once. Ugh. I seriously wore as much green as I possibly could. I am covered in green. And I still got jokes about how people were going to pinch me. There's so many shitty pickup lines. Everybody hitting on me and being gross. When people are drunk, that is when they are the worst. But I did get good tips. So I don't know if that makes up for it. Probably not. Oh, by the way, I ran into Anne at the bar. She says hi. No, not her. I don't know her last name. She worked with you at the warehouse, and we had those board game nights with her. Yes, her. No, she still lives in Florida. She's just in Michigan visiting family. Oh, you should get in touch with her because she was wondering what you've been writing lately. Apparently, she really loved your writing that she would read during breaks. And she wanted to know if you've read anything good lately, because she has not been able to find any good books. And she said that you always have the best recommendations. So just send her an email or something. And hold on. It smells really good in here. Sorry, I didn't mention that sooner. I just needed to rant a bit. My baby cooked. Oh, it smells amazing. Oh, you remember me complaining all the other years on St. Patrick's Day about work? You are literally the best partner anyone could ever ask for. Oh, you made my favorite. You are the best. Get over here. I love you so fucking much. I'm starting to forget a little bit about what I went through today. Some of it, at least. You know what? Yes, I think a shoulder massage would help me forget more about it. You really are the best, sweetie. Thank you. All right, I'll sit down. Yes, sir. Oh, yes. Ooh, that feels so good. I needed this. I needed this so badly. I wish you could have been at work with me just massaging my shoulders while I ran around. You could be running behind me, massaging me. That would have been fantastic. Oh, but this is also great. Oh, it's really working already. Your hands are like, oof. How are you not a professional masseuse? You just know how to get out all the knots and all my stress. My body just turns to putty in your hands. Thank you. It's like you know exactly what I need without me even needing to say anything to you about what I need. I've never had that before. Except with you. Oh, yes. Oh. you know what? I think I'm good. Thank you. That helped. Seriously. The day is starting to just melt away. A bubble bath? Yes. I would love that. It's already ready? What? You know exactly what time I get home, huh? Oh, thank you. Will you please join me in the bubble bath? Oh, you'd already intended to. Excellent. Oh my gosh! Scented candles, glasses of wine. Oh, you really went all out today. I feel like it's our anniversary or something. True. You're just celebrating me. What did I do to deserve you? Seriously. Oh, God, the water feels so good. Come in here. How should we do this? Do you want to sit behind me and hold me? Or do you want to sit across from me? You know, I can see some positives to both. If you're behind me, you can touch my breasts. And if you're across from me, then I can use my foot and rub it against your cock. Oh, lady's choice. Well, I think I want you behind me. I just want to be in your arms. All right, I'm going to move over a little bit. You get in. Oh, yes, love. Oh, it smells so good in here with the candles. I'm going to have some of this wine. Oh, it's so good. This is like paradise. Let's never leave. True. I do want to have dinner. We can leave for dinner. Oh, seriously, it was so nice to come in and smell it. After I vented. And then could smell it. I seriously was in my own little world when I came home. I just needed to get it all off my chest. This is helping big time. Oh. My nipples are a little ticklish. But that is one of the reasons why I wanted you sitting behind me. I love when you flick my nipples. Honey. You know, I'm gonna back up a little bit. Back my ass up. Try to grind a bit against your cock. All right, let's see here. I'm gonna turn around and try to kiss you. I don't know if it's a good idea to make love in the bathtub, though. Just another minute or two, and then I think we should go to the bedroom. Again, you are the fucking best. Oh, I love this. I just want to lean back against your chest and just close my eyes and sniff. I really do want to stay here forever, but I want to make love to you so badly. I just love you so, so much. Dinner can wait a little while. I have other things on my mind. Seriously? Rose petals all over the bed. Oh, you did go all out. I think you knew we were not going to get to dinner for a little while. Oh my God. I have always wanted someone to do this for me. Whenever I've seen it in like movies and shows growing up. So romantic. I do feel worshipped. Thanks. I don't even know what to do. I don't want to mess up the flower petals. Okay, we'll just get on top of them. Wash the blanket later. The bed even feels differently when it's like this. Oh, feels like we're in a fancy hotel or something. So you put some candles in here too, huh? Are you really gonna light all of those? No, you can keep lighting them. I just want to touch you and feel you. I can wait a moment, though. I'm just thinking about what a lucky woman I am. All right, you get your sexy ass over here. Wait, how about if we don't use a condom today? Yeah, I know we haven't discussed this too in depth, but I just don't give a fuck tonight. I want to feel you. I don't want anything between us. I just need to feel you. I don't care about anything else that happens. We're ready for anything that does happen anyway. I'm more turned on too thinking about not using a condom. I want a baby too. This would be the perfect night too. The most romantic night, the best night to start a family. I love you. We would be the best parents. Our kid would have so much love. I have never wanted you more. I don't know how that's possible. Whenever you are ready, just come inside me. Come inside me, sweetie. Breed me. Breed me. Breed me. Breed me. Fucking breed me, honey. I need your cum. I love feeling your cock inside of my pussy. This is how we're always gonna do it from now on. Oh, feels so good. Feels amazing. You're gonna get all my cooking. Yes. Give it to me. Give it to me. Give me that cum, honey. I finally get to say it. Yes, come deep inside of me. That did it for you. Oh, fuck. Oh. So much. I don't think I'm ever gonna get off your chest now. I just wanna lay here forever with you. Oh my god. That was fantastic. Oh. Oh, shit, I might get pregnant, huh? I think it was time, don't you? Yeah, we're ready.
Oh. Oh my god, I'm thinking about us announcing it to our parents.
They are gonna be so happy. I'm getting ahead of myself.
Oh, they will be so happy when we have something to announce.
Oh, I can't wait.
I think this has been the best day this year so far. And you know, it was such a terrible day at first. But you turned it all around. Thank you, honey. You are amazing. And you're creative and intelligent and funny, and you're so talented, and you're so sweet, and I'm just so lucky to have met you. I like you listing my traits, too. Thank you. You think I'm going to be a great mom? Well, you are going to be the best dad. I can't wait to call you daddy. Mm. Mm. This is only the beginning, sweetie. Life is only gonna get better from here. I love you.